Patmos times are all about turning head knowledge into heart understanding and deploying our faith accurately and vigorously. Yes, there are floods and fires to pass through, and even loss and desolation in the valleys of Baca which we drench with our tears. But these aren't our final destination. We're passing through these vales of tears. Feelings and circumstances do go up and down, but the word of the Lord stands firm forever. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love that you show him as you help his people and continue to do so. But may we show this diligence to the very end, so that what we hope for may be fully realized as we imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. This is the attitude that will keep us from exuding an odour of staleness as we pass through these Patmos times, and even of grudgingness, which comes as the result of the hurts and disappointments that we've sustained along the way.
May we remember to look up to Jesus when strong temptations come, so that we don't lash out or give up, but say, "Your perseverance, Lord, your help now, your love, your forgiveness, Lord," or whatever it is that we are most in need of at the time.
In the midst of all our challenges and troubles, he's still a very present help, and that will keep us from that sense of striving and indispensability that characterizes certain types of rather self-righteous believers.
Anything is better than spoiling the sweetness of his presence. May we continue to exude the fragrance of Mary of Bethany, because it revitalizes others, rather than indulging the veiled resentment of Martha as we go about our daily business. People around us may be carrying far more sorrow than they show on their faces, and be far more in need of his grace than either they or we realise.
I love it when the Lord tells me in so many words on a given day who to visit, what to pray, what to do. This isn't servile, childish dependency. It's the fruit of union with him. But the Lord is equally sovereign in Patmos times, when we can't hear him speak and simply need to commit our way to him and step out and make things happen, trusting him to sustain us and to intervene as we go along.